Good morning, everybody, and happy Thanksgiving. This is Scott Morozek in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is being brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe, and by Bayport State Bank in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Seaboing. Downtown Cass City is ready for the holiday season. The Village Council approved hiring professional artists to create a winter wonderland on windows in the downtown area. Six brush monkeys from Ann Arbor were hired to paint whimsical and landscape winter scenes on windows. The paint the artists use is long-lasting and weather-resistant, so their original designs will last until spring. The funding to pay for the artists came from the Village's Community Promotion Tax Levy and the Downtown Development Authority. Besides adding a touch of whimsical beauty, the window murals will also incorporate a unique item or character as a component for a scavenger hunt, with prizes for the winners. The forms for the scavenger hunt are available at the municipal building or online at casscity.org. The entries must be submitted by December 8th. And AAA is reviving its tow-to-go service over the long Thanksgiving weekend to offer free rides home for impaired drivers and their vehicles. The safety initiative runs through 6 a.m. Monday and is open to anyone, not just AAA members. Tow-to-go is intended as a last resort option for motorists who realize they're too impaired to drive safely but still need to get themselves and their vehicles home. The program provides a free tow and ride home for the driver and their vehicle within a 10-mile radius. Drivers who believe they are not safe to drive can call 1-855-286-9246 to request a truck during the program's operating hours. AAA emphasizes that tow-to-go is a backup safety net rather than a pre-planned ride service, so no advance reservations are accepted. AAA's Auto Club Group says the program aims to reduce holiday crashes by removing impaired drivers from the road while still getting their vehicles home. Over the last 25 years, Tow2Go has provided about 25,000 free tows, reflecting its long-lasting role as a holiday safety measure. The Human Development Commission has been awarded $850,000 in state grants to provide residential lead hazard control services across Huron, Tuscola, Sanilac, Lapeer, and Bay counties. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services announced a multi-county grant as part of more than $8 million in statewide funding aimed at protecting families from lead exposure in their homes. The Thumb Region allocation ranks among the larger awards distributed to communities across Michigan, trailing only metropolitan areas such as Detroit, Battle Creek, and Muskegon. Eligible households with at least one Medicaid-enrolled resident can receive lead inspection, risk assessment, permanent removal or encapsulation of lead-based paint, removal of pre-2014 plumbing fixtures containing lead, soil remediation, and temporary relocation during abatement work. The funding provided through Michigan's Children's Health Insurance Program must be used by September 20, 2026. MDHHS Director Elizabeth Hertel said the initiative targets vulnerable populations to reduce health risks associated with lead contamination in residential properties. We'll be right back.
Ashley and Bad Axe opens at 8 a.m. this Friday, and you want to be first in line for these limited-time deals. From 8 a.m. to 12 p.m., 4 hours only, take 30% off all regular-priced items store-wide. We have over 50 Black Friday deals starting at just $88 and up, Doorbuster deals starting at just $149, and hot buys throughout the store. Save big on sofa and love seat sets, dining sets, bedroom groups, power reclining furniture, and more. Sofas start at just $399. Sofa and love seat sets starting at just $788. Sectionals as low as $888. And recliners starting from $249. And get 60% off accessories. Give yourself the gift of better sleep while also giving back to the community. A portion of all mattress sales supports our Kids in Need of a Bed program, helping local children in need. There's Sleep Gallery savings on all major brands, including Ashley Sleep, Beautyrest, Beautyrest Black, Nectar, Sealy, Serta, Simmons, and Tempur-Pedic. And while supplies last, get two free Tempur-Pedic pillows with a purchase of a mattress valued at $1,999 or more. Don't miss out on the biggest savings of the year at Ashley and Bad Axe. 1 year and 5 year, no interest financing available.
This is Jean Hart. Come see me at Ashley and Bad Axe for the best selection of dining sets, recliners, and accent pieces to make your house a home.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store. This is Jason Hansen, loan officer from Bayport State Bank. On behalf of all of us at Bayport State Bank, we'd like to congratulate the Harbor Beach Pirates football team on an incredible season and their well-deserved trip to Ford Field. We also want to wish the Harbor Beach Pirates the best of luck in Friday's game against the Hudson Tigers. The Pirates take the field on Friday, November 28th at 9:30 a.m. at Ford Field for the Division 8 State Championship game. Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, are proud to serve the communities we call home. Supporting local athletes, local families, and local businesses isn't just what we do, it's who we are. When you bank with Bayport State Bank, you're choosing a local team that cares about you, your future, and our community. So stop into one of our offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. Open an account and see what real hometown banking is all about. Bayport State Bank is an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
This Friday, get the biggest savings of the year at Ashley and Bad Axe. Ashley and Bad Axe opens at 8 a.m. and has special savings for the first 4 hours. From 8 to noon, Friday only. Take 30% off regular price furniture items store-wide. And don't miss Sleep Gallery savings on all major brand Ashley Sleep, Beautyrest, Beautyrest Black, Nectar, Sealy, Serta, Simmons, and Tempur-Pedic. And when you purchase a mattress set valued at $1,999 or more, get 2 free Tempur-Pedic pillows while supplies last. And when you purchase a mattress from the Ashley Sleep Gallery, you're also giving back to the local community. A portion of all Bad Axe Ashley Sleep Gallery sales go to the Kids in Need of Bed program, helping local children in need. But wait, there's more. Doorbuster deals starting at $149 and over 50 Black Friday special offers starting at $88 and up. Plus, add finishing touches to any space with up to 60% off accessories. Save big on hot buys throughout the store. Sofas starting at $399, sofa and love seat sets starting at $788, sectional starting at $888, and recliners starting from just $249. Plus, take 25% off lift chairs. Take advantage of the biggest savings of the year now and pay later with 1 year and 5 year no interest financing available. Exclusions apply. See Ashley Store and Bad Axe for details. Ashley and Bad Axe is locally owned and operated.
So who's got the stock? Ashley Home Store has the furniture and mattresses you need, ready for you to take home today. This is Matt Schultz. Let me show you our selection. Ashley Home Store and Bad Axe, this is home.
The North End of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine North End retailers include Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
All right, and we're back. This is Scott Mrozek in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. A Montcalm County evergreen is in the national spotlight this year after a West Michigan farm was chosen to grow the official 2025 White House Christmas tree. Corson's Tree Farms in Sidney Township, that's near Grand Rapids, earned the National Christmas Tree Association's 2025 Grand Champion Grower title, securing the right to provide the White House Blue Room tree. It is the first time in roughly 40 years that a Michigan-grown tree has been selected for the honor, and only the third time a Michigan farm has supplied the official White House tree. The centerpiece is a towering concolor fir, about 25 feet tall, prized for its citrus-like scent and full symmetrical shape, harvested at the Montcalm County farm and shipped to Washington. First Lady Melania Trump welcomed the tree's arrival at the White House on November 24th, continuing a long-running holiday tradition linking the presidency with America's tree growers. Second-generation owners Rex and Jessica Corson traveled to the Capitol for the delivery, part of a nearly 60-year custom of national contest winners presenting the official White House tree. And President Donald Trump says Wednesday's attack on 2 National Guard members near the White House highlights the dangers of lax migration policies. He calls it the greatest national security threat. Trump says the suspect is an Afghan national who entered the U.S. in 2021 after Kabul's collapse. He criticizes former President Joe Biden's handling of Afghan evacuees and plans to review those who entered under Biden's administration. Trump also targets Minnesota's Somali community, calling for the removal of those who don't benefit the country. Supporters of Afghan evacuees fear increased scrutiny and political exploitation of the incident. And that is your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe and by Bayport State Bank in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. And you remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net. And I do have 3 obituaries to mention this morning. Linda Luella Crone, age 71, of Elkton, passed away Saturday, November 22nd. Linda was born December 2nd, 1953. Linda is survived by her mother, Anna Marie Shubaugh Crone, siblings Richard, Sally, and Robin, sister-in-law Lori, special friends Diane Schaefer and Al Baker, and many nieces and nephews and friends. Her funeral service will be held Monday, December 1st at Ransford Funeral Home and cremation services in Pigeon at 7 p.m. with visitation from 1 p.m. until time of service. Memorials may be offered to the family, discretionary fund care of Robin Elliott. The family was assisted with these arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home in Pigeon. Friends may share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com. Eugene Butch Ignash, 94 of Fillion, passed away peacefully on November 23rd. He was born on May 13th, 1931 in Kindy. He married Virginia Wisneski on October 21st, 1950. He is survived by his children, Dale, Rachel, Kenneth, four grandchildren, three great-grandchildren. Per Eugene's wishes, cremation has taken place. He will be buried with his wife, Virginia, at St. Mary's Cemetery in Dwight Township at a later date. Memorial service will be held on December 11th at St. Mary of Chestahova Church, Dwight Township, Kindy, Michigan. Visitation will be before the service from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the church. Condolences may be shared at McAlpineFuneralHome.com. Betty Lou Shoemaker, age 97 of Harbor Beach, passed away Sunday, November 23rd. She was born on February 17th, 1928 in Harbor Beach. She was preceded in death by her husband Marcus, parents Herman and Mamie Tegeson, and brother James and sister Shirley. Funeral Mass for Betty will be Saturday, November 29th at Our Lady of Lake Huron Catholic Church of the Holy Name of Mary Parish. Burial will follow in the OLLH Church Cemetery. Visitation will be on Saturday at the church from 10 a.m. until time of services at 11. Memories can be shared at RamseyFH.com.